Are you ready to become a better version of yourself, to become a leader in your personal and professional life? Then welcome to the CJ Evolution Podcast, where we put a twist on traditional criminal justice professions and provide you with the tools you need to set yourself up for success in your career and for the future. Now, welcome your host, the CJ Evolutionist himself, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Episode 262 of the CJ Evolution Podcast. Patrick here. I'm the host and creator of this great and growing show, growing because of you and your ratings and reviews on iTunes. If you have a moment, folks, and you haven't yet, please rate and review the show. That's how we continue to grow. That's how we continue to get better. Even the negative reviews, if you have them, throw them up there. That's how I continue to learn. That's how we continue to grow and make the show better for you. Folks, I'm so excited to be partnered with Four Sigmatic. I'm drinking a cup of Lion's Mane Mushroom Coffee as we speak. Or actually, I'm speaking, you're not, or maybe you are. But I love the coffee. There's so many different products from Four Sigmatic. You're going to love all of them. I've tried most of them. And again, I'm hooked on the Lion's Mane Mushroom Coffee. You'll get 15% off using the promo code CJEVO. Folks, if you haven't been to the CJEvolution.com website, or you never have, or you haven't in a while, check it out. We got all the great episodes up there. Great guests like Morgan Wright, Dave Acosta. They're all great guests. And we got a surprise guest coming up in a couple days. He's going to rock your world, and you're going to get so much from this guest, like you do every guest. But it's a surprise. I'm not going to tell you anything. But you're going to find all the shows on the website. You're going to find information from Four Sigmatic. You're going to find links to Frame of Mind Coaching. We've talked about so many times on the show. And you're going to find a link to Patreon. Now, Patreon is a great site. If you want to donate to the site and the podcast, that's how we continue to grow too. It's not free with a podcast, and that would help out with some of the costs, and you will become a patron. That's the whole purpose of Patreon. It's a great, great website. So check out the CJEvolution.com website. You know, in this solo episode, I wanted to take some time because I recently was thinking about what we're going to talk about, or what I'm going to talk about during this podcast, and that is how I'm showing up. How I'm showing up in life. In life, as we all know, it encompasses many different aspects. We have our family life, right? We have our work life or professional life. We have our relationships and everything in between. And I would encourage you, each of you, because I'm doing this more. The older I get, the more wiser I get. I surround myself, or try to surround myself, with positive people, even though those of us in law enforcement, criminal justice, we know that that's hard sometimes. But you got to surround yourself with the people who are pumping you up. But I would encourage you to ask yourself, how are you showing up? You know, when you get up in the morning, and again, we work and live in an environment, you're speaking to the choir. I know criminal justice, the environment can be negative. It's just inherently that's what it is. But I would ask you, how are you showing up to work every day? Are you excited? Are you pumped to go out there and protect your communities and do some good and come home, obviously, safe at night to your family? Are you showing up enthusiastic? Are you showing up grumpy, cynical? Because that's going to affect everything, folks. We spent a good chunk of our lives at work. We all know this. So I want to encourage you to do some reflection. I'm doing more and more in this, and I'm telling you, it's helping me out tremendously. Mindfulness, again, reflection, self-reflection, self-assessments, they are all so important. And I've said this many times on the show before. If you would have talked about this with me or suggested this to me a couple of years ago, maybe 5-6 years ago, I would have laughed at you and said, it's ridiculous. I'm doing great. Even though I'm a grump sometimes and, you know, I mean, I'm doing great. In reality, I wasn't doing great. You know, I had a lot going on in my life, and we all do. I know that, and you know that. But I would really, like I said, just take some time before you go to work. Take some time before we're going to talk about other things too. But before you go to work, take some time and really self-assess where you are mentally. And you know, your life could be a friggin' mess right now. But again, how are you showing up to work? And we'll talk about the life stuff in a minute, other life stuff, because that's going to dictate how your day is going to go, right? For the most part, if you are in a pissy mood, if you're aggravated about whatever, and you show up to work and you're cynical, that's going to come out. It will. We all know this. We've probably gone through it. I don't know how I have. So again, how are you showing up to work? Now, family. Again, law enforcement officers out there, you know what I'm talking about, people in criminal justice, not just law enforcement officers. Whatever you're doing out there, you could be a DDA, a deputy defense attorney, or a deputy district attorney, a defense attorney, whatever you're doing in the criminal justice system, it takes a toll on our families. We know that. How are you showing up for your family? Because there was a time, folks, in my life where I would get off work, and the only thing I wanted to do was just go to bed. And I work graves, so you know I needed my sleep. But I was just kind of isolating myself from my family, and that was how I was showing up. And it took a toll on my family. It really did. So I would encourage you, again, so you have your family aspect of it, you know, how are you showing up? You know, we talked about work. How are you showing up for your family? Because again, folks, you know this, it takes a toll. You got to spend time with the family. You got to spend time with the kids. You got to spend time with your wife. It's like a plant, you know, you have to water it a lot for it to grow and continue to grow. If you don't water it, what's going to happen? We all know it's going to die. And that's where relationships fall apart. And there's a reason why law enforcement and criminal justice professionals have a high divorce rate, because we're really good, at going out there and dealing with the problems of society. But a lot of times, or sometimes, and I can speak from personal example, we're not good in our personal lives. So again, how are you showing up for your family? Very, very important. Happy home is key to everything else being in harmony. And I remember in the military, and for those of you out there, anytime we were going, doing something, we were getting deployed or we were going on a mission or whatever, I mean, you had to have the stuff at home, you know, in line, in check. Things had to be good at home. Sometimes they weren't, but they would affect the mission, right? So same thing when you go out to work. Make sure your personal life and your family life is good. Nurture those relationships. You don't waste the time that you have with your kids, because your kids will grow up really, really quick. You all know this. My kids are already gone. They're already grown up. And I often wonder, where'd the time go? I've been fortunate to have to spend so much time with my kids, you know, recently, in the last several years, but there were times, like I said, family was family, and I love them dearly, but I was kind of isolating myself. And again, make no excuses, that was me, and that's how I was showing up. So if you're doing that, you need to correct the course, correct your action to make it better. And then life, how are you showing up for life? Again, two big components, family, work, very big components with life. But what's your outlook on life? How are you showing up? So when you're off duty, or whatever you're doing in the CJ field, and you're going out with the family, you know, you're mingling with other people, hopefully you're doing that, because I think you need people outside of law enforcement, criminal justice field, that are friends of yours. But how are you showing up for life? Are you just kind of breezing through life, and you're doing your 20 years, 25 years, whatever you can do to retire, and then you're out of this job, it's driving me crazy. How are you showing up for life? Because you know what, folks, you know this, life is too short in the big scheme of things. You know, we're not here for very long. So again, family, work, life in general, I would encourage you, and I do this a lot more, I'm doing it almost every day, I'm assessing my life, my family, how I'm showing up to work. And again, we all have bad days, I get that, I don't live in a bubble. And you're gonna have those bad days, but you gotta snap out of it. Because again, one thing is gonna affect the other. You got to try to be in that harmony state, in that state of being grateful and thankful for what you have in your life. And it's hard, folks. I know it, because I've been there and I struggle with that sometimes. But remember how you're showing up. That is so critical in life. Folks, I hope you enjoy it. I always love doing these solo episodes because I have a chance to kind of talk about, I mean, it's all important content, but I really enjoy the solo episode. So again, rate and review my podcast. I sure would appreciate it on iTunes. And stay tuned for great guests and great content. Take care, everybody. Be safe.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.